श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 10 वर्स 16 लिंक द लॉर्ड डिक्लेयर्ड ही हु नोज इन रियलिटी दिस ग्लोरी एंड पावर ऑफ माइन गेट्स एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन मी थ्रू अनवेवरिंग डिवोशन गीता चैप्टर 10 वर्स 7 सो अर्जुन इन द नेक्स्ट 3 वर्सेस requests Lord Krishna to tell him of his divine glories in detail. Vaktum arhasya sheshena devyayatma vibhutaya yabhir vibhuti bhir loka Nemastvam vyapyatishthasi. You alone can describe in full your divine glories by which you remain, pervading these worlds. Comment. Ya bhir vibhuti bhir lokan nemastvam vyapyatishthasi. The Lord in the 7th verse declared that he who knows in reality his glory and power gets established in him through unfaltering devotion. So Arjun wants to know his glories and power so that his devotion for him may be aroused. Arjun wants to attain salvation through devotion. So he wants to know in full his divine glories which cannot be described by anyone else besides him. Vaktum arhasya sheshena. Arjun tells Lord Krishna that he spoke of his glories in 7th, 9th chapters and also at the beginning of the 10th chapter. He also explained that he who knows his glories is endowed with unfaltering devotion. So Arjun prays to him to describe his glories in full, so that he may know them and be endowed with unfaltering devotion, as this is an easy way of obtaining it. Devya yatma vibhutayaha. Arjuna calls the glories of the Lord as divine, because whatever singularity is seen in the universe is only the Lord's. So a striver should think that whatever singularity or attraction is seen in the universe is not of the universe, but only of the Lord. Therefore, to see anything charming in the world is sense enjoyment, while to see the glory of the Lord is vibhuti and is also yoga. Appendix. Arjun says to Lord Krishna, you alone can describe in full your divine glories because you alone know yourself by yourself. In chapter 10 verse 15, anyone else may know you, it is not possible. Chapter 10 verse 2 and 14, therefore you alone can narrate your total divine glories that I may be endowed with unfaltering devotion. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.